Welcome to another tale from the other dimension. Meet three people, distinct individuals, who really don't want to be where they are.
What time is it?
What? Oh, it's 10:02. Can someone take my watch? I'm kind of busy here.
Yeah, give it here. Nothing else to do except watch the time go by. Just 10 minutes left.
Is it enough time?
We'll find out soon enough.
You okay, Michael?
Yeah. Can you pass me the screwdriver?
Here you go.
Ta.
How much further have you got to go?
Too much. At least 8 or 9 inches. I don't think 10 minutes is going to be enough.
Don't think like that. Keep working at it, okay?
Okay. Can you pass me the screwdriver?
I already did.
Oh yeah, cheers.
Is there anything else we can do?
If I were you, I'd start praying.
I ran out of prayers an hour ago. In any case, I'd rather not pray. I'm rarely answered.
What on earth are you talking about?
Sorry, it's just that in times like this, I tend to resort to crappy humour. It's a kind of defence mechanism.
Well, if you ask me, it's not working terribly well. Who's got my screwdriver?
Oh, for the last time, Michael, I gave you the fucking screwdriver!
Oh yeah, so you did, Vincent. Could someone wipe my forehead? Bloody sweat's getting in my eyes again, and I haven't exactly got a free hand here.
You just want me to caress your face again?
Well, I am a captive audience, Jan. Believe me, I'd rather not be here.
I can believe that. There you go.
I can't believe you two! You're treating him like you're on a date!
Piss off, Vincent. How long have I got?
8 minutes. Come on, how's it going? Have you got it yet?
No, I can't quite get it yet.
Maybe you need a longer screwdriver.
Oh, come on. What good would a longer screwdriver do?
No. For once, the pinhead's right.
Oi! Who are you calling a pinhead?
You, pinhead. No, a longer screwdriver would work. Pass me one.
It's in the box with the other stuff. Go on, hurry.
It's not here.
It must be.
I'm telling you, it's not here, Michael.
Look. You know what'll happen if I don't get this in around 8 minutes.
Of course.
Then find the fucking screwdriver.
Look, getting angry isn't going to help us. Let's just keep a cool head.
Fuck you, Vincent. You aren't the prick trapped under this thing. You can leave any time you like.
Oh, and go where exactly?
You could take a pod.
No, we could take a pod if a certain trapped prick hadn't ejected it.
You're not going to forget that, are you?
What, forget that while we're 80 million miles from home, you get rid of the only possible way out of this place? On purpose? Forget that. I don't think so.
Well, how about at least forgive?
Oh, don't push it, Michael. I could just bloody shoot you again, you know?
Go right ahead. You'll die anyway. If I can't sort this, what sort of a chance do you think you've got?
Don't rise to him, Vince. Here's your longer screwdriver, Michael. May you fall and impale yourself on it sometime in the near future.
Have you ever had a boyfriend, Jan?
Vince?
What are you laughing about now?
I can't stop thinking about...
About what?
About the look on your face when... when the engine fell on you.
What was it he said?
Shut up. Stop laughing.
He said, help, help, the engine's fallen on me.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop laughing at me. I'm pinned.
No, you said that too.
Will you both shut up? Thank you. Now, how long have I got left?
5 minutes till boom time.
Oh, great. 5 minutes. I'll never get it now. This is all your fault, you know.
My fault? How'd you figure that one?
If you haven't shot me...
It was only your leg.
If you hadn't shot me, I wouldn't have fallen against the engine, disrupting its delicate balance, thus dislodging it and having it fall on me.
Oh, what a shame.
Well, to refresh your selective little memory, if you hadn't forced me into that situation by being a ranting psychotic space hijacker, we wouldn't be in this situation in the first place, would we?
But I was just...
Well, of course there's a small matter of the compact but highly powerful nuclear device which you attach to the inside of the engine.
sheer genius on my part. He can't disarm it, and any attempt to tamper with the engine casing would have caused it to blow.
And I suppose it was sheer genius on your part to eject the escape pod before you could get to it.
Only to stop you two using it.
What a charming friend to society you are.
Wait, I've almost got it. Almost.
Come on. Come on. 3.5 minutes left. You can do it.
Almost got it.
Come on, Michael. If you disarm it, we'll put in a damn good word for you at the prisoner review board.
Disarm it?
Yeah.
I'm trying to set that damn thing off, you fools.
What?
I'm not going back to prison.
No!
It is often said that in space, no one can hear you scream. The same can also be said for gigantic explosions. Join us next week for another story from the Other Dimensions.